And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. Well, President Trump signed an executive order declaring a national emergency over Cuba, authorizing tariffs on any country supplying oil to Havana. The administration cited Cuba's hosting of Russia's largest overseas signals intelligence facility aimed squarely at collecting American secrets, plus support for Hezbollah and Hamas. Secretary of State Marco Rubio didn't mince words about the regime change. He said, quote, "We would love to see a change." President Trump was even more direct, of course he was, predicting Cuba will be failing pretty soon. Texas is proving you can have school choice without funding American enemies. Acting Comptroller Kelly Hancock has identified more than a handful of schools with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Attorney General Kim Paxton issued a legal opinion confirming the state can deny these schools access to the $1 billion Education Freedom Account program. The Department of Education just handed San Jose State University a Title IX violation for keeping a male volleyball player on the women's roster from 2022 to 2024. The investigation found female athletes were forced to share locker rooms and hotel rooms with a male, whose spikes reportedly knocked women to the ground. Seven teams forfeited rather than compete against the male. And the Education Secretary Linda McMahon is requiring San Jose State to publicly acknowledge that biological sex is unchangeable and apologize to affected players. The university has 10 days to comply or face enforcement action. A federal judge denied Minnesota Attorney General's attempt to halt ICE operations in Minneapolis-St. Paul, finding no precedent for a court to micromanage federal immigration enforcement. A Biden-appointed judge wrote that the attorney general's arguments asked her to extend legal precedent to the point of novelty. Attorney General Pam Bondi's response was succinct. She said neither sanctuary policies nor meritless litigation will stop the Trump administration from enforcing federal law. Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee is demanding accountability from Nashville Electric Service after more than a week of power outages, leaving thousands freezing. Her diagnosis was that NES held 102 DEI training sessions in 2024, but apparently skipped the ones about trimming trees and burying utilities. Some residents won't have power restored for another 10 days. And finally, the man who falsely claimed to have shot Charlie Kirk was sentenced to 15 years in prison. George Zinn's outburst distracted law enforcement during critical moments after the September assassination, and a search of his phone revealed child sexual abuse materials. The accused killer, Tyner Robinson, is still awaiting trial. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.